Good morning. Today's daf is daf Tetz, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. And the last thing that we learned, we're in the middle of the Sukkot of Yovel, and the question was whether there's a din of Tesefet to Yovel on the Tzay Yovel. And we brought the Raya, we were talking about the two ways of understanding the additional pasuk, so that we have Yovel He. What's the meaning of the Yovel He? The Kiddashtem. If it already said Kiddashtem, Mishnata HaMishim Shana. So we learned that there is a halacha of being Mekadesh Davke the HaMishim Shana, and not the HaMishim Ve'achat. By the way, there's a Yosef Tosfos that's a Shnat HaMishim HaTamoneh, V'i HaTamoneh Shnat HaMishim Achat, not Ve'achat. You don't count the 50th year as year one, which says it even more clearly. Yeah, that makes it clear. It's interesting, by the way, also, that there's a shot by Rabbi Yonis and Ivershitz, which Lemaisa appears in the Yerushalmi. I mean, he doesn't bring it from the Yerushalmi, he comes up there on his own. But in the Yerushalmi, it's a completely different understanding. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Shrat HaMishim Alev HaKan HaKan, we learn usually that it means that the Shviya cycle, the Yovel cycle, is 49 years. Because Lemaisa, we count the first year of the cycle as the first year. But the Yerushalmi learns that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shemitah and Yovel cycle are out of sync. In other words, the first Yovel in Eretz Yisrael counted 49 years and made a Yovel. But that Yovel is the first year of Shemitah. So you still count 50 years to the next Yovel, which means that the Yovel began to go out of sync with the Shemitahs by the time the second Yovel came around. So we continued to count Yovelot, according to Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about a Yerushalmi sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which you raised at the end of Shir yesterday, so we'll go into it a little bit. So that it turns out, according to the Yerushalmi, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that the Yovel cycle is 50 years. He just tells the Yovel cycle is not linked to the Shemitah cycle. So therefore, after Yovel, you still count the 50 years. But Yovel is more out of Shemitah. It doesn't stay out of it. So Shemitah is only a 49-year cycle. And then you continue counting. It's interesting that, although it's brought in the Yerushalmi, as I said, somebody asked Ronin, came up with it on their own. And the Urim V'Tumim was his own shot. Who's to say that necessarily it goes together?
Yovel knows the first Yovel was year number one of the next
year. First Yovel.
First Yovel.
Right, but from that point on, it went out of song. Yeah. And it was the 50th year. Okay, so that was that's if you learn that you don't need a pasuk to tell me that there's no tapering off. There's no sofa, kodesh, alakol, and shmita. Excuse me, on Yovel. But if you hold the shita that we learned yesterday, that there's this gradual, Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broch, there's a gradual increase in Kedushas Yovel. We needed that pasuk to tell me that there's no gradual decrease in Kedushas Yovel. Why would I have thought so? So at that point, the Gemara said, I would have thought so because there's a din of Mosifi Michal al HaKedesh. So I would have thought that halacha applies to Shnat HaYovel. Today, the Gemara wants to go into where that assumption comes from. You just took it for granted. Va'al t'tamei, I mean, what would be so strange about that? After all, Mosifi Michal al HaKodesh asks the Gemara today on the fourth line, Udemosifim Michal HaKodesh Minolan, why was it a double portion to you yesterday that generally speaking there's a halacha of addition to the time of Kedusha? In the time. V'charishu v'katsir tishbo. Now this is a very strange passage. The Torah tells us over here, Sheshes Yamim Ta'avod, V'yom Ashvi Tishboz, V'charishu v'katsir tishboz. What's that supposed to mean? That during the planting season and during the harvesting season, you should still keep Shabbos. I need a pasuk to tell me you should keep Shabbos in different seasons of the year. What's it supposed to mean? So now, Rabbi Akiva says, look, obviously this is not referring to Shabbos. The Shabbos, I don't need to know a din of Charish v'Katzir. Therefore, it must be referring to the Shabbos of the year. Talking about Shemitah. Okay. But still, even when it comes to Shemitah, I mean, it would be just as silly as to say Charish v'Katzir on Shemitah, because that's the Iker din of Shemitah. Harek v'Ne'amar, Satchalot Yizra, you're not allowed to plant, Karbachalot Yizmar. So the Isser of Zriah and Charisha is said beferush on Shemitah. So it can't be referring to the actual Shnas Hasheva. So then what is it referring to? Oh, must be telling us, Ella, Charisha Erev Shevi'ita Nichnas LeShevi'it. The Torah is saying you're not allowed to do a Charisha before Shemitah, which will now effectively work your field, that the field should be more effective in growth. So you have trees, you have an orchard. Now you want to make sure that the trees continue to grow properly during Shemitah. Huh? So that's also Aser, to do it within the period of time before Shemitah. We'll see the times at the start. Because that itself is going to make Shviyas a time of growing. And you shouldn't be working before Shemitah to be able to make Shemitah effective. And Kotzir Shel Shviyid, Ayotze L'Motzai Shviyid. The same thing is true. If there was a Ketzira after Shviyas, so let's say that you had Shviyas, this is a little bit of a problem, because whatever it is that you're going to be Kotzir during Shviyas, grew during Shviyas. And who said the Yisr is Mishum Tasefet Kedusha? The Yisr is because it's Per Shviyas. This already is not so simple as the first one. But the Rishonim explain that who's to say, even if there was an Isra, let's say there's such a thing as an Isra on Perish Shviyas, that's what we're dealing with. But why would I think that it's usher to do the act of the Ketzira? So I want to cut it down. So I want to cut my fields out. You tell me you're not going to be allowed to eat the pears. It's a different issue. Can I do a Ketzira? That's coming to tell me that there's an Isra Ketzira on Matzai Shviyas. Where would that come from? From a Din of Tosefes. So therefore it comes to tell me that a Ketzira Shel Shviyas Hayotzei L'Matzai Shviyas is also usher. But the Tfua already had grown significantly up to one-third during Shviyas, beyond one-third during Shviyas. I cannot do a normal Ketzira Matzai Shviyas. So from there we learn that there's a din of Meisifim Yichol Al HaKedesh. Getting very suspicious, isn't it? Meisifim Yichol Al HaKedesh. Thank you. But we're going to post guards tomorrow at the entrance of that waste fountain. And so Mamela, I would have thought the same thing would be true about Shnas HaYevel. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, I have the posik of Shnat HaChamishim Shana, only that's the year of Kedusha. We don't continue it beyond that year. Now, the question of whether this is a general halacha from which I can learn out all dinim of Tesefes, so in other words, from here I'll also know that there's a chiyuv of Tesefes Yom Kippurim, and a chiyuv of Tesefes Shabbos. Is there a chiyuv of Tesefes Shemitah? Like on Shemitah, is there also dinim of Tesefes? Similar to Shabbos, this already is a big, big problem, because from the Gemara in Mayit Katan, it appears that there are different Limuyim than the Gemara we have. And therefore, all of the Rishonim, the Tereach, the Miyashiv, the Sugya, exactly the machlokas we have over here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel that we're about to begin, seems to contradict the Sugya over there. There's many different approaches. It's not for us to, since we're not learning Mayit Katan now, it's not such a problem. But it's kedai to recognize that the Gemara has not said clearly that this is a universal thing, this halacha of Tosefes. Maybe it's a dindafka in Shemitah. Maybe we need other limudim for other meisifim yichol al HaKedesh. All right. This is Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says, I understand, you took a positive talking about Shabbos. Sheishes yomim tavoy. There's no way for you to say that's referring to Shemitah. And then you say, but the last words, Becharishu Vakatzir Tishbois, is not a reference to the first part of the Pesach. Is that reasonable? It's got to be referring to Shabbos. Therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, what's the meaning of Becharishu Vakatzir? The Torah is telling you like this. Try to come up with a situation where the act of Charisha will be a mitzvah. There's no such case. We have no chiyuv to do a Charisha, ever. So Charish is by definition Rishus. Katsir, on the other hand, could be a mitzvah. So that you have Katsir as a yomer, because you have two to bring for the yomer. It's an extra mitzvah. Oh, but it's nonetheless, it's a mitzvah. The Torah says to take the katsir. So therefore, the pasuk is gufa coming to tell me, where do I ask sheshes yomim tavoid of yomer shvi tishbaris, just like b'chorish, that the chorish is a rishus. That's the katsir that is asra on Shabbos. I've katsir rishus. But if you'll find a ketzira which is a mitzvah, such as, of course, the only case, yotze ketzira aimer, shu mitzvah. But when it comes to the ketzira aimer, which is a mitzvah, the point that Torah is making is dafke, yes, it will be taika Shabbos. And therefore, you can do ketzira aimer on Shabbos. So now that leaves Rabbi Yishmael without a raya that meisifin michol al hakodesh. Asks the Gemara, so according to Rabbi Yishmael, meisifin michol al hakodesh, since he doesn't learn it out from Charish v'katsir tishbayis, minale. And says the Gemara, he learns it out from Yom HaKippurim. Nafka lemitanya. V'initemet nafshotechem tish'ah. Very strange pasuk. All of a sudden it seems that the pasuk got a little bit mixed up and forgot that Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of the month. Instead it says on the 9th day of the month. So, well, what's that supposed to mean? In nidem et nafshotech betisha. Yochol betisha. You might think that means literally that there's a chiyuv of inui on the 9th day of Tisha. It says betisha l'chodesh. That's impossible. I mean, it says Talmud Lomar be'erev. It says right here that no. It's not a contradiction to what it says be'asor l'chodesh hashvi. This means Be'erev. Oh, okay, so Be'erev means Yocho Meshitech Hashem. I thought it would say after already, it's Chal the next day. It's already dark. No, then why would I call it the 9th? If I'm talking about the 10th, I'll refer to it as the 10th. When I talk about the 9th, I'm clearly not referring to Chaloi Sar after already, it's the Tzeisek Echavim on the 10th. Must mean that it's the, nonetheless the 9th. So how do I explain that? Okay, so must mean that the inui of the 10th has to begin somewhat before the beginning of the 10th and extends into the 9th. That there's a din, a little bit of tinyus on the 9th. Okay, so matchilu mit'anemi ba'odyom. You have to start your tinyus in still daylight. So you see from here that at least the beginning of Yom Kippur, I mean, we don't see at the end, but at least the beginning, you have to add a little bit of extra time from the day before. Okay, this just says that at the beginning, how do we know that Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you can't eat immediately that the day is completed? Talmud Lomar, mi erev ad erev, that's why the Pasuk said, compares now, in the same Pasuk, v'tisha l'chodesh be'erev, mi erev ad erev tishpetu shabbatchem. So this din of Yom HaKippurim is mi'erev ad erev, comparing the Motzei erev to the Knisa erev. But this is only for Yom Kippur. In the other Yom HaKippurim, Shabbatot binai. How do I know that there's also a din of Tosefes on Shabbos? No, but Lomar, why does it say mi'erev ad erev tishpetu Shabbatchem? What's that tishpetu? The tishpetu is a lashon of Shabbos. So therefore, it includes Shabbat Lomar tishpetu. And how about Yom Yitzayit Minayim? For that's the additional word, Tishbetu Shabbatchem. Shabbaton is always a lashon of Yom Tov. So when it talks about the Chavos Pesach, and the last day of Pesach, and Sukkot, and so on, it calls it Shabbaton. So that means every Shabbatchem, kol makom, sheyesh bo shvut, wherever you have a mitzvah of Shvisa. So this comes to include kol makom, according to some of the Rishonim, meaning even Shemitah, according to him. Kol makom, there's a dinner of Shvisa. That includes Shemitah for the dinim of Avedas HaKarka. Mosifim michol al kodesh. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk of that you brought the Choresh of HaKatzir Tishboz to tell me the halacha mosifim michol al kodesh. And Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk v'initem et nafshotechem b'tish'ah? Because, I mean, after all, the pashtus in the sugya is that he's learning it out of the same din of Shemitah, the Choresh of HaKatzir. My Avile, as I pointed out earlier, it's clear from Moed Kotten that this is not the end of the sugya. That, in fact, also is Allah L'mashem Sinai involved. That is tremendous machlokes among the Rishonim, whether we left with this even Allah. The Rambam does not bring it in of Tosefes Shabbos. Some learn that in Echinami, Ramah Moses don't do Tosefes Shabbos at all, even the Rabbonin. Others learn that the ultimate Rabbonin it is, but certainly it isn't the Deraisa, but that's dependent on how we learn the Sugya in Meit Kotn as compared to here. So, okay, what does Rabbi Akiva do with Vinisim and Snapshot Sechem, Betisha, therefore, my Abitlei? Miboyle, like the Tani Chia Barab Midifti, famous Drasha of Chia Barab, the Tani Chia Barab Midifti, Vinitemet Nafshotechem Betisha. Says over here that you're supposed to fast on the 9th. Whoever heard such a thing? Did the Torah really say on the 9th? It says the Ferish Ba'asor L'chodesh HaShvi'i Hazeh. So where do we come up with this halacha of the 9th? Must be that it's teaching me. Elolomar L'cha. Pasuk is saying this initem, even though I use a lashon of inui, is actually coming to tell me that if I have more achila v'shniyah, so then that is an actual effectiveness of the inui that I'm going to have tomorrow. So since I'm basically preparing myself now for the achila, by this achila v'shtiyah for the inui of Yom HaKippurim itself, so that means that it's kol ha'ocha v'shoteh b'tshi'i. If you actually eat and drink on the 9th, ma'aleh alav ha'katuv ki'ilu hit'ana t'shi'i v'asiri. The Torah is calling this the Mitzravinu itself. Not that that means, as Tosfos points out, that it would be better to actually be Mitameh. Somebody who could really be Mitameh. It's like over here, it says, if you fast the ninth, then it's good. If I have the Kayach, so I'll take a fast the ninth, and I'll be even better. It says, no. It means, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been Mitzaveh you to fast on the ninth, and you had fasted 2 days, so that you would look at, oh, as I'm a serious nefesh. But to sit and eat and drink all day, you think, oh, we do. From Mashmalan, that it's considered to be the same level of mitzvah, but of course you're not allowed to fast with law. Of course you can't fast. It's just saying that it has that darga of the mitzvah, but it really has a halacha of a chiyuv of achila b'shtiyah. Toner Rabbanan. It's very interesting, by the way. You'll remember back in Yom HaKippurim, in Yuma, in all the time of Yom HaKippurim, had this strange, throughout, this strange element of being the same words being used both for, in terms of inui, for the thing itself and for the not having the thing itself, right? So we talked about the inui of Dina in Shem was the inui of Tashmish, that it's called inui. On the other hand, to be Meimea Tashmish is also called inui. Here we're calling the same thing about Yom HaKippurim as a whole. Achila v'shtia anchi is called inui. And we see the Sabbath throughout, very funny interrelations. The whole day became a day of stiras, in which it's not that the mania, the tinus was the mitzvah, was this feeling of how important it was to eat that you weren't having. That was the mitzvah, the sense of the inui of the thing itself. This is like the ultimate Yuma kind of confusion. The actual achila v'shtiyah is itself the inui that is choshev on the asiri. It's amazing.
Weight Watchers is an inui.
That's a good point. That's true.
The ninth is also on the Reisa level?
Huh?
The ninth is Reisa?
I mean, it's certainly at least a remez. It does all that it's mamish to the Reisa. But certainly, the Gemara says that, though, even those who kept tainis did not keep it every day. The Mimah said, would be very makkah not to keep the tainis on Erev Yom Kippur. We had to think that there was a sheet there, Erev Yom Kippur, everybody would check. Good. Turn around on it. What is the meaning of this additional posse? This Yovel He. What's the Yovel He? I mean, we know Yovel He, Tielachem. I mean, it says Beferish, Bavarta, Shofer Tua, Kidash, Bashash, Hamishim, Kross, and Drolo, Chol Yerushvab. Whole big thing, and then it says again, Yovel He, Vishnaza, Hamishim Shana. Okay, we darsh in Vishnaza, Hamishim Shana, either only the Hamishim and not extended into the next year. Only the Hamishim counts, but it doesn't count as year one already. But what's Yovel? Again, mentioning that it's Yovel, you just say, Kiddash Tav Shnasa Chamishim Shana, we know that drush. Yovel He. You just finished saying that whole parsha explaining Yovel. And what's the He, anyway? So here we have a Ribui, Yovel, and then we have a Mir, He. What is that for? Says the Gemara, the Pshat is like this, the Brisa. Yovel He, it tells me that it's Yovel Afal Pi Shelo Shamtu. It remains Yovel no matter what. Even though Lamaisa, nobody let their avodim go. Their karka go. Afa pi shalotaku. Nobody blew on the shofar on Yom HaKippuri. Yochol afa pi shaloshilchu. You might think. And how about the third special mitzvah? We have four dinim. Three dinim that are unique to Yovel, which is the tia shofar on Yom HaKippurim, giving back the karka to those who own them, and the din of allowing your avodim to go free. Your avodim meaning your avodim Yisrael. So your Eved Ivri goes free on Yovel. Then there's the normal din that Yovel also functions as an additional Shnas HaShemitah. So 2 years in a row, you can't work your car. Now that's the, in other words, that's the definition of that it's a Yovel as a continuing Shemitah. But the three introductory elements of it may be that that's what defines the year. In other words, if Bezdin is Tekeah on Yom HaKippurim, so then Yovel, right? Or if people will agree to give back the karka, so then Yovel. Or if people will send out their avodim, that's what makes it a special year. But if nothing makes it a special year, so maybe the kedusha of the shana doesn't begin. So it appears that the Torah makes the kedusha of Yovel dependent on the mitzvahs that were said immediately prior to the words Yovel and immediately following the words Yovel. So we have the mitzvah of shiluach avodim, the mitzvah of the tia shofar, and then the mitzvah of giving back the karka. So the extra word Yovel comes to tell me it doesn't matter, even if you didn't give back the karka, it's still Yovel. Even if you didn't do kias ha-shefer, it's still Yovel. How about if you weren't shiluach avodim, Yochel apa pi shalosh shilchu, Talmud lomar, no, that's the mir. Yovel he, and only under certain circumstances. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to ask, why dafka do you choose that one? But we'll see. That's Rabbi Yehuda's approach, that shiluach avadim indeed is ma'akev the yovel. There wouldn't be any kedushas yovel that year. That's the one we're going to discuss. Exactly.
So does he hold up Rabbi?
We'll see. We're going to get that. Yochel afab. Oh, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Omer. Yovel he. I agree with you. Afapi shaloshom too. Yes. Even though they didn't let the karka go back to the owners, it's still yovel. I say not only that. Afapi shaloshilchu. Even if there was no shiluach avadim. Yochel afapi shalotaku. You might think even without kiyar shefer Yom Kippurim would still have kedushas yovel. Talmud lomar he. Okay. Asks the Gemara, where did we arrive at all of this? You have one pasuk that's telling me it's Yovel by repeating the word Yovel. Come hell or high water, it's Yovel. I don't care what you do. On the other hand, you have a pasuk that's Mamayit he. Only under these correct circumstances is Yovel. Now, you've got to choose what's going to be included in the ribuy of the Yovel and what's going to be included in the mir of the Yovel. How do you know which one is which? So, I'll tell you, why do I say, says Rabbi Yossi, we're going to have to get back to Rabbi Yehuda's explanation. Why do I say that Yovel he afapi shalosh shilchu? Should take out that he. I mean, the point of here it's Yovel afapi shalosh shilchu. But ein Yovel ela im kein taku. That indeed it is not a Yovel unless you did the tkiyas shofar. I'll explain it. It's very reasonable. The Torah, in writing a pasuk like that, leaves it up to us to discover what is the most fundamental issue and what is the least fundamental. Therefore, I say like this, as Ramati just pointed out, shiluach avadim. Shiluach avadim essentially is dependent on circumstances. Everybody who's got an eved, suppose nobody's got an eved, but the Torah is going to make a din of yovel dependent on circumstances. And we can certainly see the time may come in which slavery is outdated, people don't have avadim. So at that point, there's no din of Yovel, is that what you're going to say? I mean, who knows? You never know. Crazy things could happen.
Sad day in my
It's amazing that we have to reconstruct what normal human thinking was, huh? But you cannot imagine a situation in which there will not exist a shofar to blow. Well, maybe they couldn't. Pull rice caps, keep melting. So there must be a tkiya shofar. So therefore, it makes sense that the Torah doesn't make yovel dependent on the things that are more accidental, and makes them dependent on the things that are more fundamental. Dabrach, and I'll tell you another reason why I chose, and this is the other thing Ramati pointed out. Dabrach, here, zom israel beit din. Tkiya shofar is not the business of every individual, but zoinom israel beit din. But when it comes to shiluach avadim, we're going to make the din of yovel dependent on individuals. I mean, it's up to Beis Din. So Beis Din can do the tkiya. But, I mean, there I understand that. That makes sense. They just like they're the ones who define the chadashim and so on. So they define the yovel. But how would the Torah say, well, if nobody keeps it, we'll cancel it? That doesn't make sense to me, says Rabbi Yossi. By the way, it's not so posh. It's like Zemes Surah 18. The way I said it was, the individuals don't blow. That's not really true. We'll see later on. That there is a mitzvah, Tkiyah Shofar, on Yom Kippur and Mamish. The question, however, is it still Mr. Lebesin in terms of defining the nature of the year, the public version of the nature of the year. Yeah, at the right times it was blown when Bezdin was in the Beis HaMikdash, as it's supposed to be. we'll see what Yovel is dependent on later on. Dover Acher. Oh, so ask Gemara, why do you need this Dover Acher business? Usually when a person says a Dover Acher, it means there's some weak point in the first raya that he brings. Otherwise, you have to sit there and keep proving something that's already proven. So what's the Dover Acher? Because you see, says Rabbi Yossi, I'm worried that you'll say to me, V'chi teima iyef shar deleka chad b'sofa olam. You could taina that it's also impossible to imagine a situation in which no one would have an eved. You can't imagine such a thing. There's got to be some ability to be b'shaleach avodim. So therefore, okay, if your imagination is limited, I'll tell you zum israela beitin, mizraina israela beitin. Maybe that'll satisfy even those with poor imaginations. You want to talk to good old Bota, you know? Yeah, he can't imagine it. All right, say that. He's gone already. Anyway, he decides.
Bishleim the Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so well, very good. Rabbi Yossi included his explanation of the drasha himself. Can you remember? But Rabbi Yuna didn't clue us in on why, of all strange things, he would pick Ruach Avodim to be the Yovel and the He to be anything but. The word is, the He to be Shiloh Avodim and the Yovel is the everything else. According to Rabbi Yuda, my time, why pick Shiloh Avodim? He says, because my sheet is like this. If you take a look at the Pasuk puts together the din of Shiloh Avodim with these words of Yovel. That's the problem. So since it says, Kidashtem and Shlata Chamishim Shana, and then it says, Ukrosim Dror Bo'oretz Ochol Yoshvea, and then it says Yovel. So what mitzvah is said directly with the words Yovel? Is these words, Ukrosim Dror Bo'oretz Ochol Yoshvea, Yovel. And my Shita is that Mikra, the Kasava, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, that since the words immediately prior to Yovel are the Karotim Dror, and therefore must be that that is what it is that the Torah is being makbid on, and not the other issue. Right? I have no choice. I don't look at it in terms of the logic. Okay, but it's interesting. In other words, nobody's disagreeing with the fact that that's what the pasuk means. The karotem dror is a chiyuv to announce freedom, that the avodim can go out. That's what you're saying. So in other words, the kulei alma dror is loshen chayrut. How does dror mean chayrut? I mean, it doesn't have any similarity in the drasha. So dror is a loshen chayrut. By mashva, where do we see that in loshen dror? The Tanya, ein dror, ela lashon chayrut, omer Rabbi Yehuda, ma lashon dror, kine medayer beidayera omovo sachara b'chol medina. It's the modern concept of liberty. Medayere beidayera means to live wherever you want, and to enjoy the benefits of free trade. This is exactly the concept in the American Liberty Bell. That's why they put this pasuk, lashon dror, on the bell itself, so that there should be an understanding of the nature of dror. Isn't really freedom. It's the type of freedom that we call liberty. That you're at liberty to do what you want. No taxes, and between one state and the other. You can bring mischera, take your merchandise, merchant it wherever you like, put it up on the net. Right there on the Liberty Bell was already the incipient eBay. And you can therefore, b'chol medina u'medina, you can go all over and take care of your life. Amr Pia Barava, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Zoo, what we just had before, that one of them is Ma'akev, and it's Keshefer is Ma'akev, and Shiloh Avodim is Ma'akev, but certainly the Yovel is Marba, that only one is Ma'akev. It's not that you're going to be Ma'akev, the din of Yovel, if something isn't done, that's only true, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef. Abba Kachamim Omrim, Shloshtan Ma'akvot Bo. They hold that all three special mitzvahs, the din of Shiloh Avodim, and the din of Hashmat Askar, going to give it back to the owner, and the din of the Tgiah Shofar, or Olma'at. Why is that? Kasavre Mikra Nidrash Lifanav Ulifneifanav. They all, the posit would be referring to what's immediately before. Yovel He is indeed Ukrotem Dror. But it's also a reference to the Lifneifanav, and therefore we have to worry about the Tgiah Shofar. And it's also a reference to La'acharav, which is the Hashimata, V'shaftem Ish Elav Huzato, V'shaftem Ish Elav Huzato, is a reference to letting go of the land. And therefore the Torah is saying, all of these things, Yovel He, only under these circumstances. What do you mean? So, but then you don't have to say Yovel at all. You just say, Shnata Chamishim Shana Yi Tialacha. You're only being Derish the Miut. What about the Reboy, the extra word Yovel? What's the meaning of that? V'chsiv Yovel? That's to tell me it's Yovel even a Chutzlart. Yovel, even in Chutzlart. Doesn't it say Beferish in the Pasuk that it's only a din Be'eretz Achuzatchem? How could it be Yovel a Chutzlart? That's coming to tell me you own an Eved in Chutzlaretz, you have to let that Eved go, even though you're not in Eretz Yisrael, because the din of the Eved has nothing to do with the karka. I understand it's dependent on Kedushas Haaretz. What does the din of owning an Eved Ivri have to do with Kedushas Haaretz? So now you'll tie now. Okay, listen, I'm in Borough Park with all my Avadim over here. What do I have to let go of the Avadim? That's why I moved to Borough Park. We don't have all these problems of Kedusha Zara. Therefore, not we chase after you even in Borough Park. You're going to have to let go of your Avadim.
But
In Eretz Yisrael, it's Shayach Avodim, only in Berlin. Even the Bailim are Avodim. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that there's a din in Yovel, you have to let go of your efforts. So why does it say Ba'aretz? Tell me that. Only b'zman shenoig dror Ba'aretz is it noig b'chutzlar. Only at such time that the Yovel applies to Eretz Yisrael, does it apply to chutzlar. Actually, the machlok is we share him out. Rashi learns like that. If the Yovel doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. Where would it wouldn't apply? We'll see later on that unless you have Rov Yoshev Yisrael or Yoshev Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a chiv of Yovel. You don't have a chiv of Yovel. Doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz either. The Rav it says, how could that be the meaning? If there's no Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Mokra of Yovel, which I need a plus to tell me if there's a, I would have thought that Yovel would be Noyeg in Chutz Laretz, even though Rov Yoshver are not in Eretz Yisrael. What kind of Svara is that? It's backwards Svara. I don't need a plus to tell me that. And you're telling me there's no Yovel even in Eretz Yisrael. Can't you get a Chutz Laretz? Very interesting Svara, Rav. You might be able to reverse the yikes if you have Rov Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Therefore, time is the Rav, it means if people are not Noyeg. Again, they don't keep the Yovel. If people do not let go of their Avon, which is similar to the sikh we had earlier, what defines the Kedushas Hashana? Shiluach Avodim. If people are not Mishaleach Avodim in Eretz Yisrael, then there's no Chiv of Shiluach Avodim in Chutz Laretz. That's how the Rav is. So Bizman she'en anoeg ba'aretz, ain't anoeg b'chutz laretz.
Yovel is a pesach thing.
Yovel is what?
Yovel. There's four mitzvahs. The Hebrew is a passive thing.
It's a what?
Passive. It's the same.
What's passive about it?
You can't say there's no yoga. Yeah. It's a 50th year.
No, but it's dependent on, the Torah says it's dependent on your being Korea. You have to be Korei, right? Ukoras and dror. Utkaten b'shofar. There's a din of declaring. We proclaim liberty. We proclaim the 50th year.
Proclaim it, but nobody kept the mitzvah. So, but the 50th year was there.
But that is the word. That's the meaning of the proclamation. Is the karasim drawer?
So they proclaim, but nobody is better.
No, they don't proclaim. That's the question. What if they don't proclaim? Nobody's the cash off. Nobody is curry drawer.
But it's the 50th year anyway. What happens?
Exactly. That's why it says yovel. It has to be he. It has to be proclaimed. That's exactly the point. You don't like the pussy. That's your problem. the Torah has a different view. Of Yovel, what can we do? Exactly, comes along the pasuk to say, don't think Yovel is like Shabbos. That's the whole point. All right. But he's decided. You're going to shout out.
It's
nothing to do. It's interesting that in Johannesburg, the Yidden all lived in Yuva. They used to. The area of all the Jews was called Yovel.
So, Rebbe, from Jews living in Israel, and he wrote his child, and it comes Yovel.
Yeah.
So as long as the Medina does not proclaim Yovel, he doesn't have to give back. Whose responsibility is it? Let's say now we have the Medina. Let's say we get
point to Rivet. You're asking point to Rivet. But it depends. The relationship of Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael is the Machlokes Rashi and the Ravid. Oh, in Eretz Yisrael Gufa.
Yeah.
According to which Rami Amar?
According to anyone. The din is that if Rav Yisrael there's a din in Yovel, right? And we're supposed to.
What do you mean, according to anyone? There's a Machlokes, whether it's Tia Shefer Ma'akev, Ishiloch Avodim Ma'akev.
There is a responsibility to upon who? Depends him? Upon?
That depends. If it's a din in Tia Shofer, so he's saying it's Mesur Lebez.
Okay.
But if there's a din in Shiloach Avodim, I could be Mr. Lebez. Everybody's sent out as Evan.
Okay.
Well, that's so Kufa part of the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi.
So I'm saying upon the individual.
Yes.
Okay, so now it's Yovel.
Yes.
And the din of Yovel applies because we have Rav. So what is he supposed to do? Not supposed to wait to see if everyone's sending out their Avodim?
That's a very good point. The truth is there seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim about what the meaning of the Gemara was when it says it's not Mr. Lebez. Does that mean that an individual who doesn't send out, one person doesn't send out of Zevet, so now it's no longer Yovel? Is it defined by Rav? Is it defined by Bezdin's insisting that that will send out people to make sure, the policemen, to make sure that you let go of your avodim? That's a machlok. It's a very good point. How could it be that one individual should define the nature of Yovel for the rest of the world? But that's the simple meaning of what Rogosi was fighting against.
Or it could be, if I can, one guy sends his avodim.
You know? But the way it is in the Gemara, it's one guy doesn't. Ulanetzia.
Also, in terms of Shliach Avodim, it's only Eved Nirtza, right? Because otherwise it's every 7 years.
Well, but or an Eved who comes out in the middle of his term. question.
Well, not that Shemitah is always a year old.
No, Shemitah, it's a personal 7 years. Well, in a tia. The next case we had in the Mishnah was that Rosh Hashanah of Yom Tishrei also defines not a tree, but a sapling. What's going to get a sapling? That the years, the first 3 years of a tree's life, it lives as a sapling. And those years as a sapling, it's
are
not allowed.
The happiest of its
life. You're not allowed to take anything from it.
Nobody takes that.
By the way, you heard this amazing piece of news this morning, speaking of young and the saplings and so on. They discovered, they were doing a controlled experiment about the relationship of circumcision to age. And they discovered that it is so no gaya that it was unethical to continue the experiment. It makes it like a 50% reduction. It is now they're now thinking of circumcising the entire world in order to be able to.
Unbelievable!
It's the most effective thing yet. So they had to stop in the middle to maintain the controlled experiment because it would be unethical not to tell the people that were uncircumcised that they have to go circumcise themselves in order to be Muslim.
They say they do a Jewish experiment before to get
circumcised. I got one this morning news reports, and they had an interview with a couple of doctors saying how for religious purposes, fine.
Okay, so those guys were 2 minutes out of date. What do you want? So how do we know? How do we know that Netiyah is dependent on Tishrei? Dechtiv shaloshanim arelim. That's how we learn out where bris milah is supposed to be, right? Because the word oral is used by the tree, and the way we learn out, just like a tree is an oral in terms of the mokum teres aperes. So a human is an oral, but mokum teres aperes, as we're reminded of the decision. So over here, the 3 years of arelut, and it says shana harevi'it. Notice in each case, use the word shana, shanim, shaloshanim, the shana harevi'it. How do we define shana? We already saw that. Yoliv shana shana, mitish. Just like by Tishrei, we identified the pasuk of Mireshita Shana Acharit Shana, so that meant Davka Tishrei. So to over here, Shalosh Shanim Shana Harevi'it is a reference to Davka Tishrei. I mean, what do you mean? It says Shana Nisan also. Dichtiv Rishonu Lachem Lachotchei Hashana. We already know the answer to that one. Danim Shana She'inim Achodashim Mishana She'inim Achodashim Vein Danit Shana She'inim Achodashim. Since over here no chodesh is mentioned in the din of Orla and Neter Avoy, therefore we learn it out from Tishrei. Tana Rabban, Echad Hanotea, this refers to someone who inserts a sapling in the ground, or Echad HaMavrich, of course it can be Notea by inserting a seed as well. Mavrich, Havracha, consists of, I forgot the word in English.
No,
that's Harkava. Havracha is where you insert a branch from the tree into the ground, it takes root, then you sever it from the tree. What's that called? Come on, it's your cousin. The guy who knows everything. You don't know? Nobody has one of those English Gemaras. I guess I don't remember. No. What happened to the good old Uncle Arthur? He's given up completely. Okay. Or Echad HaMarkiv, that's grafting. Erev Shviyas. So if you do any of these things on Erev Shviyas, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if you had 30 days before, then Al Talo Shana. So at the time, the first day of the Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah, it's now called the end of its first year, because it already had a chance to begin growing before. And the Shloshim Yom is the Shana, we'll see. We'll see about the time that it takes to take root and so on. That we'll see later.
There are many people saying that after Mashiach.
That it should be Shloshim Yom. Well, I certainly believe it. They need that
answer. Right, yeah, exactly. But I mean, they explain that. Well, we make sure to put them already early.
Now, by the way, this is not Pashut at all, because, I mean, all the Rishonim go crazy. It says Beferish that in Shemitah, that the dinim of Harkov and Havrocha do not trigger an Orla. I mean, do not trigger an Orla response. What are the cases? How do they differ? Everybody has a different shot on how they differ. Where Harkava is Mechayev, or Havracha is Mechayev, and where it's, by the way, the Loshen of Havracha, which comes from the same thing as Rivka, to be Mavrich the Gemalim. Sorry, Mavrich the Gemalim. You bend their legs over so they go down. they kneel. Here too, the habraka is to make the tree kneel. So they go into the ground. It's the same exact word. Mm-hmm. It's a kneeling tree. Then it begins to grow at the point where it contacts the earth.
It's more violent.
Planting in the is that called an act of planting?
Yeah, so that would be called planting. So if you do it before, 30 days before, then the 30 days counts as a year. But if it's less than Shloshim Yom, if the parkas be Shloshim Yom, so then it's mutter l'kayim on b'shvi, it's no problem. But if it's parches b'shloshim yom, lo al talo shana, then the first year is only a year later the next Tishrei. But if the first Tishrei is now Shviz, now you can't, because of the din, that is really a three-way machlokes. Rashi learns because of the aforementioned halacha of Eisofa. Since there's a din of Meisifin, Mikadesh, Mikol, so therefore it means that you planted it during Shviyas. Since you planted during Shviyas, it can't be Mekayim.
Wow.
Yeah. Others learn that it's only a Gezerah because people will say that you planted it during Shviyas. Oh, here it's brand new, and you're already counting, so must be it was planted during Shviyas. Because of that, we're gazer. Others learned that since it wasn't also Leishana, not because of the din of Tesefis, but that the Iker growth, therefore, is in Shviyas, and because that, it really is considered to be an Atiyah of Shviyas, not because you violated Shviyas, but because it's Peir Shviyas, so to speak, it's a Gidol of Shviyas. But in any event, also Lekaimam b'Shviyas. Now, getting back to the tree, at the end of 3 years, the tree, the sapling, is now a tree. Oh, but once it's a tree, now we can't measure it for Tishrei. Now we have to measure it as a tree. Rosh Hashanah le'ilanot is when? To the Shvat. So now Tishrei is no longer relevant. Tishrei is what's relevant in turning it into a tree. So therefore, the Peirot Nitiyazo, however, the Nitiya itself, you're saying, okay, but now it's already 4 year old, it's not Orla. That's all very true. But these Peirot are defined as being the Peirot of a tree only after Tu Bishvat. So they're Osir at Tu Bishvat. Whatever that Isser is, if it's Orla, Orla, if it's for Netar Avoy, it's Netar Avoy. Okay, that we'll get into in more detail as a Hashem tomorrow. All right, our quick review. V'demasif b'cholo kedesh minal lan v'tanya. בחריש וקציר תשפוט רבי עקיבא אומר אינו צריך לומר חריש וקציר ששביעית שהרי כבר נאמר סתחלו תזרע אלא חריש של ערב שביעית הנכנס לשביעית וקציר ששביעית היוצא למוצאי שביעית רבי ישמעאל אומר מה חריש רשות? אף קציר רשות יצא קציר העומר שהוא מצווה ורבי ישמעאל מוסיף עם יכול הקודש מנולה נפקה למדתניה וניתם את נפשותיכם בתשעה יכול בתשעה literally תם לא מבאר אני בערב יכול משתך השק and what would be the point of calling it תשעה? Our Kate says, "Matkilu mitaneh mi ba'od yom somewhat." Malamit shemelsifim bichol al kodesh. In the elav echnisato, how do you know that's true for between the 10th and the 11th too? Betziato mi night hamalomer mi erev ader. Then you would say, "Okay, unique din in Yom Kippurim." How do we know Shabbatot mi night hamalomer tishbitu? How do we know yamim tovim hamalomer Shabbatchem? Our Kate said, "Kol makom sheyesh po shvut." מוסיפים מכל על קדש רבי עקיבא היווי ניתם את נפשותיכם בתשעה since he already learned to do מוסיף מכל על קדש from בחורש ובקציר תשפוט מה יעביד לי? מי בא אלי לתני חי הברה בדיפתי לתני חי הברה מדיפתי וניתם את נפשותיכם בתשעה וכי בתשעה מתנים אבל בעשירים מתנים אלא לומר לך כל האוכל ושותה בתשיעי מה עליו עליו הכתוב כאילו יתנה תשיעי בעשירים Tanu Rabbanan, Yovelli. Alfalpi, this he again is not the point. Yovel is what we're looking at, not Yovel he. Take out that word. So this is the Yovel. Alfalpi Shalat. Now you can leave the word itself, but in your mind, Yovel is Yovel. So insert the word Yovel, which is really the best way to do this, which is the way the Bach has it. Yovel he, Yovel Alfalpi Shalat Shamtu. So it's Yovel Alfalpi Shalat Taku. Yovel. Yovel afa bishlo shalchut amelomar he diber rabbi yoda rabbi yosemer yovel he means that it's yovel afa bishlo shamt it's yovel afa bishlo shalchut yovel afa bishlo takut amelomar he but in yaka she mikra achad marbe u mikra achad mamit bimbnei man he omer yovel yovel here you can't take it's yovel afa bishlo shalchut here the he has got to actually be removed vein yovel elen ken taku why do I say that the fish of shalom balot shlo khavadim yev shalom balot kachofar davar acher zo misra la beidin ve zo ina misra la beidin why do you need the davar acher Because v'chit emei efshar delekachad b'sofo olam delo mishaleha. Okay, so then I'll tell you zo misra lebeitin v'zoina misra lebeitin. So Abishai Rabbi Yossi inserts his tam in the braitha. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Omakro krotem dror baratucho yoshveha v'kosava mikra nidrash only lefanav, which goes on directly to Yovelhi v'lo lefanav. Okay, but kuli alma drors loshen cherus by mash for the Tanya. Ein dror el loshen cherut amar Rabbi Yehuda ma loshen dror kidemedaire bidaira umovil sechora bechol medina. Omre Pia Barava, Omre Yochan and Zodi, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi. Avokachamim Omrim, Shloshtan Me'akvot Bo. By the way, the Gra has a very interesting approach. The Daira Be'daira is that it means that there's a liberty. A person is at liberty when they don't have to work. So that if you're running around from place to place, people are Machnes Erech. So you get food without working. But you have to be a diary, you have to be like a ger who goes from place to place. So a country that has that level of liberty is a place where the land of the free, everything is free. But it also means that you end up having no roots. It's a very interesting phenomenon. But that type of liberty creates a rootlessness. Only brings diary. Because it's going to be merged with the drawer itself, not the concept. Avot. So Amar Rabbi Barabba and Rabbi Yochanan Zedivir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. Avot Kachamim Amrim Shloshtan Ma'akvot Bo Kesavri Mikra Nidrash Lefanav V'Lifnei Fanav and Acharav. Aivach Tiv Yovel under all circumstances. No. That's the Yovel is Mar B'Chutzaretz. Chutzaretz Sibaretz. That's Bizman. Shenoyik Dor Baretz Noyik B'Chutzaretz. But Bizman Shenoyik Baretz Ainu Noyik B'Chutzaretz. Why not begin Rishon HaShanah min Nis and Rishon HaLachem L'Chadshei HaShanah? Because Danim Shana Sheinim HaKodashim Mishana Sheinim HaKodashim Vein Danim Shana Sheinim HaKodashim Mishana Sheinim HaKodashim Tanu Rabbona Echad HaNoteh Vechad HaMavrich Vechad HaMarkiv Erev Shiviyit Shloshim Yom Livnei Rosh HaShanah Al Tolo Shana Mutar LeKayman B'Shvi'it But Pachot B'Shloshim Yom Livnei Rosh HaShanah Lo Al Tolo Shana V'Yatsur LeKayman B'Shvi'it ופירות נטייה זו אסורים עד ט"ו בשבט אם לאור לאור לה אם לרבוי רבוי